From Marketplace, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer, in for David Brancaccio. A couple of companies have now recalled eye drops linked to a bacterial infection. The infection caused death, blindness, or the loss of an eye in a number of people. To be clear, only certain brands are affected. But how does a recall affect companies that make similar products, whether it's eye drops, baby formula, food, or cars? Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Every recall is different.
The impact of the recall just really depends on the size and severity of it.
Garrett Nelson at CFRA Research says big recalls that get a lot of attention can spill over and affect other brands that make similar products. Take the Volkswagen recall of 2015, when it came out that the company's diesel cars violated emission standards and that VW had been covering it up.
That recall had a major spillover effect to other German automakers such as BMW and Mercedes-Benz, and I've seen estimates ranging from $5 billion all the way to about $26 billion in terms of the cumulative impact of lost sales.
But sometimes the opposite can happen, and competing brands can actually benefit when one company has a recall, says Caroline Harrell at Inmar Intelligence.
When a recall does hit and those items are pulled from the shelf, the ones that stay, they'll see kind of a spike in sales.
It also depends on how much consumers get about what went wrong, says David Garfield at Alex Partners.
If the nature of the recall, the reason for it, and the scope of it is clear, then consumers will understand that and isolate the recall to those brands.
But if it's not clear, he says, they're more likely to start worrying about other brands too. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.